The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, August 23, 2023. The Cuban Women's Federation, FMC, with more than 4 million members, is celebrating its 63rd anniversary this Wednesday, focused on developing policies to achieve women's equality in all areas of society. The Federation celebrates this new anniversary with recreational and cultural activities in the country's communities, and one of the essential activities is the 11th Congress of the organization, whose balances in delegations and blocs are still being developed nationwide. FMC Secretary General Teresa Amarella said at a press briefing recently that the debates in preparation for the conclave focus on improving the organization's work and strengthening the leadership of its young members. Amarillo stressed that the 63 years of the FMC talks about a unified organization that pays tribute to its leading architects, the historic leader Fidel Castro and heroine Vilma Espín Guillouá, who was its founder and secretary. Vice President Salvador Valdez met with Nguyen Truong Gia, a member of the Secretariat of Vietnam's Communist Party Central Committee and President of the Commission for Propaganda and Education. From the Palace of the Revolution, Valdez told the visitor that the relations between the two nations are exceptional, with true friendship and brotherhood and much fraternity. The Cuban official added that the diplomatic relations are based on the actions by the historic leaders of both countries, Fidel Castro and Ho Chi Minh, and currently have continuity at the highest political level. According to a detailed statement in the Cuban presidency's website, Valdez expressed to Nguyen Truong Gia his satisfaction for receiving him on his first visit to Cuba, and he conveyed to Truong the greetings from the highest leadership of his country's government. Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez, first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Republic, sent congratulations for the 101st anniversary of Cuban radio on Tuesday. Through his account on the social network X, before leaving Angola, where he made an official visit, the president said that the memory of Cuban internationalist radio broadcasters is alive there. On the same social network, Manuel Marrero Cruz, prime minister, congratulated the radio professionals and recognized those who have maintained their essence and commitment to inform and entertain listeners over time. The Cuban national radio system is made up of 100 stations, 1 international, 6 national, 19 provincial, and 74 municipal. The organizing committee for the Festival of New Latin American Cinema informed in Havana that the call for the Coral Post-Production Award will remain open until September 1, 2023. Filmmakers from or residing in Latin American countries will be able to compete in categories of fiction, documentary, or animated feature films. According to the press release, the proposals must be made in Latin America and be in post-production stage. Participants must send the entry form electronically to the official website of the Latin American Film Festival, according to the event's website. Finally, a selection committee appointed by the Havana Film Festival will choose 7 productions from all the registered works, which will compete for the top award. Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry and his Cuban counterpart Bruno Rodriguez agreed to promote bilateral relations and talked about the upcoming summit of the Group of 77 plus China to be held in Havana. Ministry spokesperson Ahmed Abu Said said it to the press that both officials highlighted the state of relations between the two countries during a telephone call. Shoukry expressed Egypt's desire to boost economic and and commercial relations with Cuba and praised the coordination with Cuban international multilateral forums and in the G77 plus China. According to the Egyptian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, it has expressed its for the remarkable development of relations between Cairo. And in the international agenda, we have that El Salvador is working to achieve the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, an official source said. In this regard, the government presented the draft bill on the Integral Law of Agricultural Commercialization to the Legislative Assembly, with which it intends to establish a strategic that will guarantee the food security of Salvadorans with a sustainable supply of food. In the opinion of the Presidential Commissioner for Strategic Projects, Christian Flores, El Salvador lacks an organized and standardized agricultural supply system, which hinders the direct connection between farmers and markets. It is necessary to create an institution to regulate the national agricultural supply system in the country, Flores said. This approach is aligned with the UN Sustainable Development Goals by contributing directly to goals such as zero hunger, reduction of inequalities, and responsible production. Meanwhile, Mexico will not modify the decree limiting the consumption of transgenic corn demanded by the United States, whose authorities convened a panel within the T-MEC Free Trade Agreement. This was reiterated by the Ministry of Economy, which is in charge of this process, before the conflict resolution mechanism of the trilateral agreement that includes Canada, a country that joined Washington's claims. On its website, the entity recalled that in mid-February last year, Mexico agreed to modify some of the scope of a more radical decree, in which it prohibited any use of this type of grass, including animal fodder, and therefore its import for very specific uses. But it was very firm in maintaining the prohibition of transgenic corn for human consumption, which includes its non-use in the elaboration of the famous omelets, a basic food of the citizens at all social levels. In this sense, Secretary Raquel Buenrostro categorically ruled out that the panel would force Mexico to modify this decree to allow the use of transgenic corn in human food products. She explained that the current legal framework does not put imports at risk, thus countering the argument of the United States regarding the scope of the measures that limit the specific use of modified corn, but that it sails as long as they are within the framework of the decree. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.